This is a special Slate Plus episode about the South Carolina Democratic primary and a preview of Super Tuesday. If you want to hear the full episode, subscribe by going to slate.com/GabFestPlus. Hello and welcome to the Slate Political GabFest for March 1st, 2020, a very special South Carolina Super Tuesday episode. I am David Plotz of Atlas Obscura. Joining me from New York by Skype, which may explain why the audio quality on the show is not as high as it is on our usual shows. Joining me on this bright Sunday morning here in Washington, I don't even know what kind of Sunday morning it is in New York, is John Dickerson of CBS's 60 Minutes. Hello, John.
Hello, David. It's bright and clear, but quite cold.
Is that a metaphor? Let's not even talk about a metaphor.
Yeah.
John, let's get started. Last night, Joe Biden got the big win he's been looking for in the Democratic race. He won the South Carolina primary, almost got a majority of all voters, but a huge, huge margin between him and Bernie Sanders, who was in second place with about 20% of the vote. Biden got about 48% of the vote. Tom Steyer finished third, already dropped out. Was this the winning big margin that Joe Biden, who has been saying winning big, is that the winning big margin that he needed?
I think so. I mean, he has obviously had disastrous showings before. By the way, this is the first primary he's ever won in three times of running for the presidency, and it couldn't have come at a better time. I mean, you know, expectations are a funny thing in primaries, and they've, you know, Bill Clinton came in second in 1992 in New Hampshire, and that was considered a big thing. Muskie won, but not by enough, in New Hampshire in 1972, and that was a big thing. I think when you win by this many points, 28 points, that's a lot. And when you have the energy.
Remember, if you want to hear the rest of this episode, please subscribe to Slate Plus by going to slate.com/GabFestPlus.
I'm Dahlia Lithwick, and I'm host of Amicus, Slate's podcast about the law and the U.S. Supreme Court. We are shifting into high gear, coming at you weekly with the context you need to understand the rapidly changing legal landscape. The many trials of Donald J. Trump, judicial ethics, arguments and opinions at SCOTUS. We are tackling the big legal news with clarity and insight every single week. New Amicus episodes every Saturday, wherever you listen.